Good morning. It's November 28th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses the performance of U.S. stock futures and the announcement of a reverse stock split by Tilray Brands Incorporated. In recent commentary, Benzinga noted that U.S. stock futures were up this morning, with the Dow futures gaining approximately 50 points. However, shares of Tilray Brands experienced a significant decline during pre-market trading, dropping around 15% to 88 cents. This drop followed the company's announcement that it will execute a 1-for-10 reverse stock split, which was approved by shareholders in June and is set to take effect on December 1st. This move is often seen as a strategy to boost the stock price by reducing the number of shares outstanding. Additionally, there were other stocks that also experienced declines in pre-market trading, reflecting mixed sentiment in the market.
This commentary focuses on investment insights shared during CNBC's halftime report, Final Trades. Data shared by Benzinga suggests that Stephen Weiss, the chief investment officer at Short Hills Capital Partners, views FTAI Aviation as an excellent opportunity for diversifying portfolios beyond technology stocks. Recently, FTAI Aviation announced a strategic partnership with Palantir Technologies, aimed at expanding its reach in artificial intelligence and enhancing training initiatives within the United Kingdom's National Health Service. Meanwhile, Jason Snipe, the founder and chief investment officer of Odyssey Capital Advisors, expressed interest in Eaton Corporation, which has seen its shares drop by 12% this month, despite reporting adjusted earnings per share of $3.07, slightly above forecasts. Eaton's revenue of $6.99 billion fell short of expectations. Additionally, Liz Young Thomas from SoFi highlighted the Pacer US Cash Cows 100 Exchange Traded Fund, which focuses on companies generating substantial free cash flow. Joseph M. Terranova, senior managing director at Virtus Investment Partners, mentioned his continued investment in the SPDR S&P Biotech Exchange Traded Fund, suggesting a positive outlook as it gains momentum. Overall, these insights provide a glimpse into current investment trends and areas of interest in the market.
This commentary discusses the recent volatility in the technology sector, particularly concerning artificial intelligence and the ProShares NASDAQ 100 High Income Exchange Traded Fund. Fresh reporting from Benzinga reveals that while the technology sector has seen strong gains this year, the NASDAQ Composite Index has recently experienced a decline of about 3% after initially rising over 20% since January. The shift in momentum appears to stem from increasing skepticism about artificial intelligence investments. Despite the excitement surrounding generative AI, many investors are concerned that some companies linked to automation and digital intelligence have attracted too much capital too quickly, raising the prospect of a market correction. A report from the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association highlighted a significant concentration of wealth, noting that the top 20 stocks in the S&P 500 accounted for more than half of its total market value, with the Magnificent Seven collectively valued at over $22 trillion. Interestingly, analyst Dan Ives from Wedbush has stated that the AI market is not in a bubble and emphasizes that it is still in its early growth phases. He pointed to Alphabet's advancements in AI as evidence of potential growth. Despite the skepticism surrounding the sector, amid these concerns, option writing strategies have gained traction. During periods of heightened market anxiety, the premiums for options typically increase, which can provide income for those writing options. This strategy, however, carries significant risks, as the potential for losses can be substantial. In a related development, the ProShares NASDAQ 100 High Income Exchange Traded Fund has drawn considerable interest from investors looking for income without completely sacrificing exposure to tech stocks. This fund uses a derivatives-based approach to generate cash flow, employing daily covered call strategies instead of the more traditional monthly ones. This structure allows the fund to capitalize on short-term market volatility more effectively than older funds that lock in positions for a month. Since the beginning of the year, The IQQQ ETF has seen gains of nearly 5%, and its performance over the last 6 months has been even more notable, returning close to 16%. This fund might appeal to investors seeking reliable income while maintaining some exposure to leading technology names, though it's essential to understand its risk profile and structure.
This report discusses the ongoing accumulation of Ether by wealthy investors and the recent trends in Ether exchange-traded funds. Market observers at Cointelegraph found that despite recent downturns in the cryptocurrency market and some early investors selling off their holdings, the richest 1% of Ether holders are continuing to quietly increase their positions. Interestingly, an early participant in Ethereum's initial coin offering, who originally invested approximately $79,000, recently sold off $60 million worth of Ether, still leaving them with a substantial amount valued at around $9.3 million. This sale comes after the investor enjoyed an incredible return of nearly 9,500% over 11 years. Although this profit-taking has raised concerns among some investors about potential further declines in the market, it appears that these sales do not indicate panic. Instead, they seem to reflect a calculated approach, as the selling has been happening gradually since early September. Meanwhile, the top 1% of Ether addresses have increased their holdings from 96.1% to 97.6% over the past year, indicating a clear trend toward accumulation among the wealthiest investors. On another note, Ether exchange-traded funds have experienced a resurgence this week, recovering from 8 consecutive days of net outflows to register $60 million in positive inflows. This marks a fourth consecutive day of gains for these funds, suggesting renewed investor interest. Despite these positive inflows and the upcoming Ethereum upgrade, experts note that the market reaction remains cautious, as pointed out by Ilya Kalchev from Nexo. The combination of steady inflows and increased activity in derivatives indicates that investors are being selective about rebuilding their positions rather than making sweeping changes across their portfolios. This nuanced approach highlights a careful strategy among investors navigating a complex market landscape.
This report highlights the partnership between wellness technology company Renfo and media personality Mike Baco, showcasing innovative health products for the holiday season. In a new piece by Benzinga, we see how Renfo is promoting its advanced health solutions through a nationwide campaign, particularly targeting consumers during Black Friday shopping. The focus is on several standout products, which could be great gift options for those interested in fitness and wellness. For instance, the Renfo Link Smart Ring is introduced as a sleek alternative to traditional smartwatches. This lightweight ring offers extensive health tracking features, including metrics like sleep, stress levels, and heart rate. With a battery life of up to 7 days and a convenient charging case, it's designed for users seeking to monitor their health effortlessly. Another notable product is the MorphoScan Nova, which takes body composition analysis to the next level. This device provides over 50 detailed measurements, including muscle mass and hydration levels, using advanced technology for accurate readings. The ability to track long-term health trends makes it a valuable tool for individuals focused on improving their fitness and wellness routines. Finally, the Renfo Mini Thermal Massage Gun is highlighted for its portability and effectiveness in muscle recovery. With rapid heat technology and multiple attachments, it offers targeted relief for sore muscles, making it particularly appealing to athletes and travelers during the busy holiday season. These products not only underscore Renfo's commitment to innovation in health technology, but also reflect a growing trend where consumers are investing in smarter wellness solutions. With significant discounts available this Black Friday, these offerings present a compelling opportunity for those looking to enhance their health routines or gift thoughtful wellness products. This report discusses the interim financial results of German High Street Properties AS for the first 9 months of 2025. According to a recent announcement from Globe Newswire, the company has released its interim report, which details performance from January 1st to September 30th of this year. the board of directors has reviewed and approved these results, which provide insights into the company's financial health and operational performance during this period. Additionally, they have set financial expectations for 2026, signaling their planning and outlook for the upcoming year. This kind of forward guidance is often crucial for investors, as it helps set benchmarks for future performance. With the real estate market continually evolving, these updates from German High Street Properties may offer valuable context for those tracking developments in the property sector. This report discusses the upcoming earnings release for Signet Jewelers Limited and its dividend potential. Market observers at Benzinga found that Signet is set to announce its third quarter earnings before the market opens on Tuesday, December 2nd. Analysts anticipate the company will report earnings of 29 cents per share, an increase from 24 cents per share during the same period last year. Additionally, the expected revenue for the quarter is estimated to be $1.37 billion, slightly above last year's figure of $1.35 billion. On November 25th, Dana Telsey from Telsey Advisory Group maintained a market perform rating on Signet with a price target set at $92. As interest in the stock grows, some investors are looking at the company's dividends as a potential income source. Currently, Signet Jewelers offers an annual dividend yield of 1.24%, with a quarterly dividend of 32 cents per share, amounting to $1.28 annually. For investors considering how to utilize this dividend yield, estimates show that to earn $500 each month or $6,000 annually from dividends, one would need to invest approximately $485,000, or about 4,688 shares. For a more modest goal of $100 per month or $1,200 annually, an investment of around $97,000 or nearly 938 shares would be required. It's worth noting that dividend yields can fluctuate based on the stock price and dividend payments. For example, if the stock price increases, the yield typically decreases and vice versa. On a positive note, Signet's shares rose by 3.6%, closing at $103.47 on Wednesday.
This commentary focuses on the implications of rising stablecoin supply for the cryptocurrency market, as highlighted in recent research. Based on findings published by Cointelegraph, the supply of stablecoins has reached record highs, which often signals bullish trends for cryptocurrency prices, even amidst recent market corrections. Research indicates that the total supply of ERC-20 stablecoins has hit $185 billion. This growth in stablecoin supply is seen as a positive indicator for the broader crypto market, suggesting that there is still capital entering the ecosystem. Users on platforms like Binance appear to be accumulating stablecoins as a form of liquidity, waiting for favorable market conditions to re-enter. Data from the on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant shows that stablecoin reserves are at all-time highs, which contrasts sharply with the declining supplies of major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether. This situation indicates that traders may be realizing profits and holding on to stablecoins as a strategic move. The report emphasizes the importance of stablecoins as a primary source of liquidity for trading, decentralized exchanges, and lending. Unlike traditional measures of liquidity, such as the global M2 money supply, stablecoin supply can adjust rapidly, reflecting investor behavior more directly. Overall, while the crypto market has faced some short-term setbacks, the sustained growth in stablecoin supply could pave the way for future recovery and growth, according to analysts.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.